All right. Welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 7. Today is September 24th. It is a Wednesday. Like we said earlier, we'll get it to you. We'll get it done in the week. Usually we plan for Mondays. But sometimes Monday just doesn't work out. And we've been trying to get it closer and closer to the Ryder Cup. That's why I'm dressed up in my U.S. Open attire today. Got to represent the U.S. side of everything, you know. USA, USA.
Jimmy Eat World shirt.
Cal's in a Jimmy Eat World shirt.
Always.
Obviously, we're going to go over our pick top five games of the week. Look at the actual top five games of the week. Get our honorable mentions in. Look at the upset picks of the week. The actual upset of the week. And then, obviously, get into our entertainment of the week, which is the Ryder Cup. We don't have any matchups announced yet. I am very upset about that. But, obviously, they want to keep everything until the very last minute. They don't want either side to know who's playing who. Yeah, we'll get into talking about that. Look at the top five games to look forward to this coming week. Get our upset picks for that. And then dive into the fantasy competition. Obviously, get into some gambling one more time, and then bring it on Homeward Bound from there.
Bring it on home with them. Bring it home.
Yeah, all right. Top five games of the week. I went 2 for 3, Kyle. My two wins were, I believe, two games that, well, no, one game belongs there. I don't know about the Philadelphia Eagles-Rams game. It could go either way. I put it in my honorable mention. I think there's other games that do belong up there. Eagles beat the Rams 33-26, so I picked correctly on that one by picking the Eagles. And then the other game is the L.A. Chargers-Denver Broncos game going 23-20. I picked the Chargers to win, and they won. The other three losses, Texas Tech beating Utah 34-10, did not see that coming at all. I picked Utah to win that game, and then Indiana just freaking walloping Illinois 63-10. I picked Illinois to win that game. I don't know why, but I guess I thought since they were at home,
I'm right there
they
with
could
you.
Win, and they were very highly ranked, and so I guess Indiana just showed everybody, especially you and me, something different.
It was in Bloomington, so it was at Indiana, but I didn't think it was gonna be. I'm with you though. I also picked Illinois for that one. I didn't think it was gonna be that bad. Yeah, that was crazy.
I guess I was guessing I picked Illinois because I thought it was in Illinois, but I guess not. And then the Detroit Lions beat the Baltimore Ravens, which is a good loss for me. Like I like taking that loss. That's fine. I picked the Ravens thinking the Ravens would go win because the Lions have just struggled going into Baltimore and playing in Baltimore. But the Lions win 38-30. So, yeah, I'll take that out. They won. I had a very great night watching that game. That was an awesome night. So, yeah. I'll take that third loss.
When I was reviewing mine, I was like, man, how did I not put the Lions-Ravens as my like top games to watch? I was so surprised I didn't put that on there. But
you were thinking we were going to be live on Monday. Probably.
That's true. Yeah, that's probably. Well, we also talked about it. I guess we talked about it later in the week that it was going to be that because that's why I didn't pick them. But so you went 2 and 3. I ended up going 3 and 2. Me and you had kind of similar games. And I think actually my two losses were two of your three losses. I had the Texas Tech Utah game. That was a loss. That one was actually to me one of the more surprising ones of the weekend. Utah plays really well at home, and it's a hard place to play in. And I mean, Texas Tech did put a lot of money into their team this year, and they look good. They went in there and took out a hard team to beat at home or at home in Utah. So, lost that one. Just like you, I lost the Illinois-Indiana game. That was just, like you said, surprising. I knew it was in Indiana. It was going to be a harder place to play a little bit, and it's not really the toughest stadium, but I thought Illinois was going to win like maybe a close game. I didn't think it was going to get 60 plus to almost dang nothing. It was not a good look for Illinois. And I think it
no.
I think it reflected in the top 25. I think they've already pretty much almost dropped out because of that. I think they're like in the late teens.
Yeah, they're into like the 20s 20, or something 22, like that. 23 because them and USC are like a 22-23 matchup. They're like right on top of each other.
That's right. So you're right. Yeah, and then my three wins, I had the Auburn-Oklahoma game, which was controversial at the end, but Oklahoma wins. Everyone's going to say something about the refs winning. Even if it wasn't your team, someone's going to say the refs were the reason why it was a close game. We all know that. We're Michigan fans. We see it all the time with Ohio State Michigan games. All the time.
But I was seeing it a lot, too, in the Lions-Ravens game. I was like, oh, no, yeah. They could cost us the game, and – honestly, I mean, it didn't. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, well, it's not my team losing. Like, oh, it wasn't the refs. I'm complaining to the refs. But at the end of the day, you always got to say, well, just don't put yourself in that position for the refs to control a game. So, yep. Oklahoma wins. It was a good game. Good win for Oklahoma, even though they did lose Mateer, the Heisman frontrunner right now. I think he's going to be out for at least probably 3-4 weeks. So, that's a big hit on Oklahoma. We'll see how they do in these next few weeks without him, if they can still win. Because I think they got Texas on their schedule in that little time frame too. My other win, I had Rams-Eagles like yours. I put it in my actual top five also just because it was – Rams kind of were just winning the whole game. And they were up like 17-7, I think, at one point.
Yeah, they were in the lead for a while. And then the Eagles came back.
And it was a big game for the Eagles because they had to do it through the air, which they hadn't done all year. And Hurts showed up. He came through with throwing the ball, even though it was at home, made it a little bit easier for him. But it was a good win for the Eagles. And it brought me to my last win. I had the Michigan-Nebraska game. It was kind of a weird game because the score doesn't reflect it. But, I mean, again, not trying to be a homer. Michigan kind of dominated that entire game. It should not have been that close of the final score where they won 30-27. It should not have been a 30-27 game. The coaches, well, we'll get into it a little bit later, but yeah, that was my third win. So.
No, we can get into it now because that's my number one game in my actual top five games of the week.
So yeah, we'll just knock both of our number one games out. So yeah, for the Michigan game, they had like 7 sacks in the game. The first half, they just outplayed them completely almost the entire game or the entire first half. And if it wasn't for an absolute horrendous coaching display at the end of the first half by Michigan's coaching, the game would have been out of hand because the Hail Mary should never have happened. The Hail Mary
For sure.
Two timeouts they could have used. One at when it was like 3rd and 15, it's like, okay, well, they're not going to get a first down. You can call a timeout and maybe get the ball back for a few seconds. They're like, all right, well, whatever. They're just going to let the clock run out. Then when it got to 4th down with like 15 seconds left, you got to call a timeout there. You can't let that go down to 2 seconds for them just to throw a Hail Mary. You call a timeout there. It's 4th and whatever, but there's 15 seconds left. They're not throwing a Hail Mary from the 50-yard line with 15 seconds left because if you don't get it, we get the ball right there and have time to get a field goal. So that tied the game up at halftime. And even in the second half, Michigan had a couple mistakes like the taunting penalty and a couple other penalties on them that it kept Nebraska in the game when it really shouldn't have been. But they got the win. A win's a win on the road at a really tough place in Nebraska. So that was, to me, that was a key win for Michigan. They had to win that game. So player of the game, Justice Haynes. To me, if the Riders aren't dumb and just only put quarterbacks for Heisman frontrunner, you have to put Haynes in there as a running back, one of the top running backs for a Heisman look because he's rushed for over 100 yards almost every game, touchdown every game. He had 149 and a touchdown this game. So,
yeah, hats out to him. Player of the game for that game as well. Yeah, I'm just giving some props for all that. Like, yeah, I'm totally with you because, like, also you see – like everybody on the Hail Mary is like behind the guy that catches it. Yeah. You're not trying to go up and catch it. You need to go up and try to knock the ball down. Like it looked like mostly all the defenders were trying to go up and catch the ball.
And I agree with that too. Let alone the timeout blunder. It was like they also didn't have like the right defense out for a prevent defense. It was like four guys deep and then everyone else rushing. I was like, what are you guys even doing? Even if you didn't call timeout and do it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. So
it was like weird to see it like out. Cause like when that halftime was happening, like I was already in production for the Florida game. Cause we were like just getting started for our, you know, pregame, you know, show. And like, I was like, what?
I knew it was happening too, because I'm sitting there screaming at the TV, like, why are we not calling timeout? Call a timeout. Call a timeout. Why do we do it? And then 2 seconds left time, I was like, oh my God, they're going to complete this Hail Mary. I know they're going to now.
I do have to give a good shout out to my boy, Kyle Crooks. He's now the play-by-play guy for Nebraska. He had the best call for it. It was pristine. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was, like,
if you're a Nebraska fan, it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he went to Florida, and he was a student at Florida. And so he was always like the guy that would fill in for our play-by-play, Sean Kelly. And, you know, whenever he couldn't make a basketball game or make a football game, it was Kyle Crooks making the play-by-play calls, so everybody around Florida knew who he was. And so when we played that, everybody was just elated and was happy to hear that call alone. So getting a good call from him at the end of the day,
it's probably pretty cool. Awesome to make a call like that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, but yeah, that's all my thoughts on the Michigan game. It was a weird score of 30-27 when it just. You look at the stat lines and like the how the Michigan defense played, it just didn't seem like a 30-27 game. So I was upset with how they played a little bit, but it's like also I'm excited because they kind of dominated Nebraska. And it was a huge win. That was one of the four games on their schedule that I said they needed a win that were my question marks. Like if they could go the season going 8-4, and that was one of the games that would be one of their losses. So you knock that one out. The next one you got is USC. Oklahoma was the one earlier that I also had, and Ohio State. So you've got one win now. So that should get you to 9 wins if you don't fumble a game. So you beat USC at USC, I could see them finishing with 10 wins at the very least. So, yeah.
I like that. I like to hear that. My number two game, Kyle, I've got actually the Memphis-Arkansas game. I know it doesn't end up in my upset of the week because I've got a different upset of the week coming up. Memphis beats Arkansas 32-31, which is I would say is an upset because you don't expect Memphis to beat an SEC team of Arkansas.
Nope.
I'm giving player of the game to Brendan Lewis, 103 rush yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Like that kid just went off for Memphis. So that's my number two game of the week.
Yeah, no, I saw that on yours. I was like, well, I'll give you props for that one because honestly, this week wasn't the greatest week for college football, if you want my opinion. It wasn't
a lot of blowouts.
A lot of blowouts. There was maybe if I had like 4 games that were worthy of a good quality game. Like, the Memphis game was good. I'll just like throw in there, which is my number two, which we already talked about a little bit. The Auburn, Oklahoma. Oklahoma wins 24-17. There was controversial calls at the end that pretty much gave Oklahoma the win. But again, like we don't need to beat a dead horse. It just don't be in that position to have a ref decide a game. Oklahoma wins. That was one of my close games that I put as my top. Mateer, like I said, he's always a front runner. He had 271 and through the air with a touchdown and 29 on the ground with a touchdown, but he got hurt. So we'll see how Oklahoma does now in the next 4 weeks. But that would be my number two.
He seemed fine to me in the celebrations.
Yeah, he was definitely fine. He maybe got hurt during the celebrations because he's got to get surgery now. He's getting surgery today, actually.
Yeah.
But that was my only other college game I put as mine.
Same.
There was a lot of good NFL games. Like, there was a lot of close NFL games this weekend.
My number three is a NFL game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Jets 29-27.
There you go. That was my three.
That was crazy. I mean, the Jets to come back like that, but just to ultimately lose too pretty. But still, they came back and they made it a game, and it was good to see.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, the Jets scored like 21 points in the fourth quarter or something like that, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Who's your player? Because I put Baker.
Mayfield, 233 passing yards and 1 passing touchdown. I mean, I gotta give it to him.
Man, you got to think about like the Browns, even the Panthers. Like you had this dude, and just gave up on him way too quickly when he was still doing good for your teams. Baker he's quietly turning into a top 5 quarterback in the NFL the last like 3 years, and I'm happy for him because it's pretty cool to see him like not falter to the being that like number one draft pick bust. But yeah, it's cool to see him come back and win, and the Bucks being good for them. That was my number three also. We kind of talked about my number four, which was the Bucks, or not the Bucks, we just talked about the Eagles and the Rams game. Rams being up big, Eagles coming back. They win 33-26. Eagles look scary because especially if Jalen Hurts can have a game like he did this game where it was barely any through the ground. He only had 40 rushing yards and a touchdown, but he had 226 passing yards and three touchdowns. So my player of the game, Hurts, showed it that he can prove it through the air when they needed to. So, yeah, Eagles are going to be scary if that's the kind of team that they can be down big and come back through the air and not just be a straight running team.
Yep. I mean, that's what they've probably going to have to be because at the end of the day, they do run it a lot with Saquon Barkley. But guess who runs it into a touchdown? Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, it's going to be Jalen Hurts with the false the false starts of tush pushing.
Oh, yeah. I saw that they're trying to break it down, but everybody
they did it again this weekend.
The false start. Like, yeah, it's like, all right, I guess you are breaking it down. I guess I don't know. My number four is the L.A. Chargers-Denver Broncos game. I've already talked about this. Chargers beat the Broncos 23-20. I'm giving the player of the game to Courtland Sutton. 118 receiving yards, one receiving touchdown. Man, that just, is like he had a great going game. Off as, just, a, as you, a wideout. Like,
you, love to get, you, love, you love to give those player of the games to the losers.
I mean,
you gotta give it to Cam,
end of the day.
You got to give it to Dicker the Kicker.
I'm sorry, but like just doing that alone as a wideout is crazy work.
Well, I had them as my honorable mention, so I'll just give you my player of the game. It's Jim Harbaugh for going Jim in there Harbaugh. And coaching the Chargers to an undefeated season already. Now, my last game, my last top five game was the Lions-Ravens Monday night game. Even though, again, that game reminded me of the Michigan-Nebraska game a little bit because Detroit kind of dominated the game. It wasn't really like – I didn't really feel like the Lions were in jeopardy of losing that game. It almost felt like they just outplayed the Ravens almost the entire game. They just kept the Ravens in it, it felt like, with the missed kick before half.
It was always just like you had a touchdown, then a touchdown, then a touchdown, then
Lions
a touchdown.
Lions just couldn't just – they couldn't break away
awesome
from
to
them.
See. Yeah, yeah, it just couldn't break away. Awesome to see Bates actually nail that 60-whatever yard to break the NFL record.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, do it. And he's like left. I'm like,
no. Nope. Yeah, it felt like Lions were in control the whole game and just didn't let go of control. They just couldn't break away from the Ravens. Ravens just kind of just hung in there a little bit. But gotta give it to Knuckles.
David Montgomery
had a 72-yard run in there for the old man and had 151 total yards and two TDs. He had an awesome game.
Had a heck of a game. Yeah, I love seeing that, especially with him being on my sleeper.
Yep, he was on my team too.
That was awesome. So, and then obviously my honorable mention goes to the Eagles Rams game. Jalen Hurts, player of the game. So,
yep. Then we got our upsets of the week. I missed
upsets
mine.
Upsets of the week. Same.
Missed mine. Yep. So I'm 1-4. I'm going big on my upsets, which I like. It's kind of what I want to go for. I had the Florida-Miami. I thought Florida might have had a chance, but they just couldn't hold on at the end, and Miami just kind of took over. But my actual upset of the week, of course, is the Dabo Sweeney losing Clemson team. Just keeps – they're just falling apart. Syracuse beating Clemson 34-21 at – Clemson, which was crazy.
I just couldn't believe seeing that either because they're my actual upset of the week as well. Like obviously my pick
they're done
missed too because I picked NC State to beat Duke, but Duke wins 45-33. NC State actually kept it close, which was pretty
it was
cool
close.
To see.
It was like it was almost tied at half.
Like yeah, I thought I actually had a chance there for a while, and then I was like,
NC State's defense just is terrible. They just can't stop anything, but.
But player of the game for the Syracuse Clemson, I'm giving it to Steve Angeli. Angeli, I think that's how you say it. 244 passing yards, two passing touchdowns. Like
yeah, he had a great
dude
game.
Went off for Syracuse.
Now Clemson can do something that would be hilarious and just win out and then win the ACC and automatically get into the big playoffs. But I don't see it happening.
Just somehow.
Yeah, it just feels like just one of those years where it's like this might be it for Dabo at the end of this season.
Yeah, he's definitely on the hot seat for sure.
This feels like this feels like Ohio State last year after they lost to Michigan, and it's like, oh, Ryan Day's done. Like they're firing him. But then Clemson's going to win out and go to the playoffs and have a run in the playoffs, and then keeps Dabo's job. But we'll see.
Just for another year.
Yeah, just because he did it. So yeah,
just because.
We're on agreement for most of our top fives and upsets this week.
Yep. All right. Moving on to the entertainment of the week, the Ryder Cup. It is that week for everybody. Every 2 years, the Ryder Cup comes around.
Fun golf.
We love this time of the year. I mean, honestly, USA. If you don't look forward to this, you are un-American. You are not European. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yep. You're just nobody.
You're just nobody. But I do want to just like give a little tidbit of, since this is every other year and the President's Cup is every other year, you get the Ryder Cup 1 year, then the President's Cup the other year. What if, you know, entertain ourselves for a day. What if we got both? Like, what if we got like an American team? It is a lot of golf. What if you got an American team, a European team, and then an international team, or maybe two international teams to play in like a, let's make up a name, the Bauer Cup. I don't care.
I like it. I'd almost tweak it a little bit and just, you do how we do the Ryder Cup and President's Cup, but you do it in the same year. And then in between the years, you do, like you said, both at the same time, but only two rounds. So like the Ryder Cup teams would play the first 2 days, or somehow where they can play all within the same weekend, where it's like the champion of the Ryder Cup will play the champions of the President's Cup.
Yep. Because like the thing is like, I would like to see how the European team matches up against the international team, because you always see America match up against the international. You don't see we don't see it. I'm pretty sure they've got something over there in Europe to where they play like an international team just like that. But I don't know if they get the best of the best, because we're doing this every other year, every 2 years, and then we're doing the President's Cup every 2 years. I don't know if they offset their, you know, quote-unquote President's Cup for Team Europe and an international team. And I'd actually like to see that on TV if it does happen. Like, get feed me that at least. I would like to see – it's kind of like the Olympics in a way. Like, you want to see sometimes how the other teams do. Like, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so for – Team America, USA, USA. I'm pretty sure a lot of people already know this information, but I'm just going to feed it to you. The captain is Keegan Bradley. Qualified is Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, Russell Henley, Harris English, and Bryson DeChambeau. Keegan Bradley went out and he picked Justin Thomas to be on the team, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cam Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Byrne. So
That's a stacked team right there.
It is a very stacked team. I really mean,
it's never gonna hurt when arguably have the two best golfers in the world on your team with Scottie Scheffler and Bryson. That's gonna be hard to beat just those two alone.
I mean, both Scheffler and Schauffele are like one and three, because
Scottie Scheffler's just on another planet. That dude is the best player in golf. I think you have like the best player in the world. It's almost like the Tiger like era when Tiger was number one. It's like you have Scotty, and then you have a big gap, and then you got everyone really close together after that.
Everybody else.
And then all close together. Yeah. I don't think anyone's really close to Scotty right now. It's crazy.
Yep. And then for Team Europe.
No Europe.
Captain is Luke Donald. Qualified is Rory McIlroy, Robert McIntyre, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Rasmus Højgaard, Tyrrell Hatton, and then Luke Donald went out and picked Shane Lowry, Victor Hovland, Matt Fitzpatrick, John Rahm Rambo, Sepp Straka, and Ludvig Åberg.
Yeah, that's a sneaky good team too. I mean,
I like a lot of the picked players.
I
liked some of the pick players more than qualified myself.
Yeah, like Shane Lowry, Victor Hovland, John Rahm, and Adberg. I mean, like those are,
Those are some Rombo in there.
Those are some big picked players. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. If I had to put money on, I got to put it on the American team. But it's harder to put money on when we don't know the matchups either. Like,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm wishing that we'd know the matchups, but just to like entertain ourselves here. Apparently, there's a big, big rivalry going on between DeChambeau and McElroy right now. Yep. Apparently, there's a lot of chatter between the two of them. There's been a lot of you know, questions of like what's going on and who did what, and apparently it's adhered to or like connected to the final day of the Masters, which we were able to witness ourselves in our past season. Apparently Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau got to play, you know, one-on-one the last day of the Masters, and apparently DeChambeau was trying to be McIlroy's basically like best friend and trying to talk to him and trying to be, you know, buddy buddy with him, and now DeChambeau's just like, nope, I'm not your best friend anymore. I'm gonna be the guy in your ear,
good for him.
trying to talk junk, and like he's really hoping that they get matched up together. At least this is coming from DeChambeau's side. And
I've watched a lot of
they asked McIlroy and they're like, what do you feel about this? And McIlroy's like, yeah, just bring it on. Let's play.
I've watched a lot of DeChambeau's interviews. I like Bryson. Bryson seems like a down-to-earth, like, chill dude. He's always out there just playing golf with everyone. So,
yeah,
definitely on Bryson's side. I liked Rory, but I feel like, I don't know, Rory just puts off that Aaron Rodgers vibe. I don't know if you can kind of see, like, the attitude, it seems.
Yeah.
More that Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's a bad dude. I'm just saying he just has that Aaron Rodgers vibe-ish.
Just that kind of attitude about him.
Yeah. And I've never met him, so I'm sure he's a cool dude. But it's just like just kind of what it seems like it puts off. And then Bryson almost puts off like the golden retriever type dumb happy-go-lucky type dude that just wants to drink and play golf or just dick around on a golf course.
Let's just have fun, guys.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun golf to watch.
So out of all these names, Kyle, I've got one question to ask you. Who would you like to see teamed up together to play, like on Team America and then on Team Europe? Like, they don't have to play against each other. Well, like, who would you like to see? Like,
I think for best up, golf, like
within the first 2 days, because obviously they play on.
Is it 3v3? Is it 3? Is it 3v3?
It's 2v2. It's 2v2. The first 2 days.
See, so what I would like them not to.
And
do
then
is
the last day is all 1v1.
What I would like them not to do is just match up like all the good guys together. Like, don't put like Scotty with Bryson. Don't put all like put Scotty with somewhat like a smaller guy, and then against their good guy with a smaller guy. So you can almost do it like just top to bottom. Like, do like I would probably say like Scotty with maybe Cam Young, because I really like Cam Young too, and I think he's a really good golfer. Yep. So maybe Scotty with Cam Young, and then Rory with probably Åberg. I liked Åberg too. Åberg was a really good golfer, and he had a really good Masters too. So, yeah, like Rory with Åberg against Scotty and Cam Young, or just to have the rivalry be fun for entertainment on TV, do instead of Scotty, do Bryson with Cam Young against Rory and Åberg. Do like Scotty with Morikawa or Scotty with Justin Thomas.
Yeah, I really think Rory's going to be teamed up with Lowry at some point, because they're, like, best friends. Like,
and they probably will.
That's, like, the one, like, team-up I want to see, is at least for the European side, is McIlroy and his best friend Lowry just, like, playing together, having some fun.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they're going to try and do that. Like, I mean,
that's why I would like to see Bryson with a fun guy. That's why –
like, for me, you just see too much serious side from Rory. But when you put him with Shane Lowry, you see a little bit of, like, let's have some fun kind of thing. Because they're good friends. They always like to do that.
That's why I would like to see Bryson with a young guy. And then I would like to see on the European side, let's get the Swedes together.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see some Swedes play together. Let's get, who is it, Højgaard and
Højgaard and Åberg. Or Højgaard and Hovland.
Yeah, Victor Hovland. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be a cool like team up right there. I would like to see that too. And that, honestly, I know it's like two qualified guys, but seeing Fleetwood and Rose together would be pretty cool, because they had a little bit of chemistry going this season. From the American side, I'm agreeing with you. I'd like to see Scheffler with Cam Young, or Scheffler with Ben Griffin, or even Xander with either Ben Griffin or Cam Young, because like I got to follow Ben Griffin around when I got to do the Wyndham Championship myself, and dude was just on fire, and he was playing lights out all four rounds, and it was pretty cool to see. And like seeing him team up with just about anybody from the American side would be pretty cool to see. Like, that's like from that top tier, you know.
For the captain side, I'd like to see like Keegan play with Justin Thomas. I'd like to see the two old guys play together, older guys compared to the other guys. It'd be fun to see those two, like two legends playing from back in the day play together. That'd be cool to see those two play.
No. But that's kind of all we got right now for the Ryder Cup, kind of giving you all some little entertainment, what we feel, what we think. So, yeah, moving on to top five games to watch, along with the Ryder Cup.
Along with the Ryder Cup. You got to watch the Ryder Cup.
Obviously, because, you know, Michigan's on a bye week, so I guess I'm just going to watch golf this weekend.
Hey, you got some big college football games this weekend.
Got some very big college football games to watch this
weekend. Big football weekend. And you got some baseball to watch for your boys.
Yep. I mean, that's going on right now. Baseball this week. Yeah, I mean,
we'll just get right into it. So
they need to win.
My number one upcoming things to watch, or games to watch, I just put it on there, the Tigers-Guardians series, which kicked off last night. So Tigers lost. Tigers are on like a 9-game losing streak. It's insane to watch this collapse, honestly, when Cleveland just won't stop winning. And now they're basically tied. So they're tied for first, but Guardians have the tiebreaker now. So they have two more games this series and then another 3-game series after this. But, yeah, this series is huge for the Tigers. They have got to get out of this slump, and they need to take these next two against the Cleveland Guardians. So that is my first upcoming game to watch. And, unfortunately, I'm sorry, you guys are just slumping right now, and you just lost game one with Scooble. So I gotta take Guardians to win this series. I was nervous taking this one. I was like, man, I put Guardians before last night. And then after last night, I'm like, well, I just don't think you guys are gonna be able to beat them now without Scooble. You already lost with Scooble. So that's my first game. Then we got some college football here. So we got the LSU Ole Miss game this weekend.
Yep, I'm totally agreeing with you with that.
For LSU going into Ole Miss who's 13. I'm taking the road game. I know it's hard to win on the road in SEC, but LSU looks really good, and they have arguably the best quarterback in college football. So hopefully Brian Kelly doesn't choke, and I'm taking LSU for this one.
Yep.
I've got 17, which is this game is always a big game every year, at least for the last like 5-6 years. I've got 17 Alabama going into Georgia, who is ranked number 5. Yep. This one was a hard one for me to pick because Alabama's played very well, and Alabama has Georgia's number. But it's at Georgia. Georgia looks better this year. I'm taking Georgia this year instead of Alabama. I think Georgia holds on and beats them. Then we got the big Big Ten game this weekend, which is number 6 Oregon going into Happy Valley to play number 3 Penn State, and it is the whiteout game. So for this game, I am taking Penn State. If it was not the whiteout game and it was not the night game, I would have taken Oregon. But because it's the night game, I am going to stick with Penn State because that place is hard to play at night. So
it is very hard to play.
It's a different atmosphere between a night game and a new game there. So I'm taking Penn State over Oregon. And then my last upcoming game is the Ravens-Chiefs. So Ravens just keep popping up with these tough games. They've had the Lions, they've had the Bills, now they got the Chiefs. And I am taking that as – it's not really an upset because it's kind of like a toss-up game, but I am taking the Ravens to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City because I don't think the Ravens are going to lose another game right here. I feel like they can't. They can't really afford to lose another
game. Both teams can't. Both teams could possibly go 1-3. Like, this is crazy that both the Ravens and the Chiefs – because, like, I'm agreeing with you. Like, I have basically every single game that you just named. I've got LSU, Ole Miss, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, Ravens, Chiefs. My only one game that's different from you is I've got the Eagles at the Buccaneers. Two teams that are 3-0 going into this game.
Yep.
Yeah, this game is going to be a good game to watch on Sunday. But I think I'm going different from you, at least the Oregon-Penn State game. I've got Oregon to win that game.
Yeah, I'm nervous on that one.
They look really good. They look really scary. And I think they can get it done. And
I think they can too.
If Penn State can get over that hump, this is that hump that they need to
do
over.
Right here. This is the game.
This is it. This is that game that Penn State has to win.
And you couldn't have a better atmosphere. A night game at home. Yeah. This is a game if you're Penn State, you have to win this game.
Yeah. So, like, I'm just picking Oregon in that one. Obviously, I picked LSU to win, and I've got Georgia to win. I've got Buccaneers to beat the Eagles, and then I'm picking alongside you Ravens to beat the Chiefs. Because
I don't think Ravens lose back-to-back. I don't think it was back to back.
You can't see either of these teams going 1-3. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about that either Baltimore or Kansas City's going to be 1-3.
Even if you told me not to look at their records, just tell me how, like, if I just watch them play the first three games. Chiefs don't look good. They just don't look good. Patrick Mahomes doesn't look that great this year. They struggled against Giants last week pretty much the whole game. Ravens have actually looked good in all of their losses. So, the Bills, they took them down to the wire. The Lions, they took them down to the wire. Bad bounces. Two fumbles.
Bad bounces at the end of the day. Yeah. A good old peanut punch from yours truly, Aiden Hutchinson, was awesome. I was jumping out of the chair cheering, even though I have Derrick Henry on one of my fantasy teams.
I just think Ravens have too much for them. So I think Ravens look better, have played better, even though they have the same record. Ravens, I think, will beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. Takes us to our upset picks.
Yep.
Mine's the crazy one, the number one seed in college football.
Oh, boy. Oh.
It's going down this weekend.
It's going down.
This was the game, even before the season started, this was the game I circled saying this is a chance right here for Ohio State could lose. Not knowing, Washington looks like one of the best teams in the Big Ten right now, and they're not ranked, but they haven't played the greatest teams, but they look really good. And Washington Stadium is one of the hardest stadiums to play in, especially because you're going to the West Coast also. So
it's in Washington.
That's why I'm picking this one. I think Washington can upset Ohio State. They look good. They have a good offense. It's hard to play there. So
Look at Michigan from last year. They went in there and they did not have a good time coming out of there.
So that's my pick. Washington's beating Ohio State this weekend.
My upset pick of the week is more ACC. The number 16 Georgia Tech Ramblin' Lark Yellow Jackets are going to go down to Wake Forest. They're coming here to Winston-Salem. I think Wake Forest is going to win.
I can see it.
Wake Forest has been playing pretty good football. They haven't been able to really get over the hump, and I think they've had this game circled since day one.
I can see their calendar
because this at the end of the day, this is like their biggest first challenge, like for the season. Like, you know, at least in my mind, if you looked at their recent schedule, like this was definitely, they were looking at this like, all right, this is our big, you know, challenge game, like that we need to win.
I agree. They've struggled literally kind of like the same way NC State has. Their defense hasn't been playing well. They played NC State great. Wake Forest had, when they played them, up to halftime and then just fell asleep. So, I could definitely see them since they're playing in Winston-Salem. So, I could see that upset happening too.
All right. Now, moving on to one of the second most asked for segments in
our broadcast. And Alex has been just dying to get this one going.
Just dying.
He's over the hump.
He's finally got a win.
He's basically
4-0 if you include this little competition between me and Kyle. Like I went 3-0, won all three of my fantasy football leagues, and then beat Kyle. So I basically went 4-0 in a way.
He's done it.
So kicking it off. So Daniel Jones for the Taco Truck Sticks outscores Jaden Daniels. Daniels was hurt. I don't know. Should we? Because we do this so early.
Hey, you get to keep Daniels though. So
I get to keep Daniels, but like just for future, you know, a rule that we could put in maybe. Like if somebody's hurt, do we get to take the backup?
I think we're just screwed. I think we're just screwed at that point. You gotta look at it like real fantasy. If we have a starting quarterback,
I would have changed it on Sunday. I would have gone in there and changed it.
Oh, that's
on
fair.
Sunday.
That's fair.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like we choose it so early, and then it's just like, oh, he's actually not gonna play.
It makes it interesting now. What if one week we just choose two quarterbacks and they're both gone? It's like, oh, crap.
And they're both like, oh, we're SOL.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun that way.
Bunch of zeros. Everybody's hurt.
Yep. Or we can implement a rule. If you have an injury, you can select to replace that quarterback, but that's the quarterback you have to keep. You can't use the other one. Let's say like this, for instance, you had Daniel Jones, and it's like, oh, Jaden Daniels out. Okay, I can choose to replace him, but I have to take Mariota, it no matter.
I have to keep Mariota.
You have to keep his points. So, like, if he only threw up 3 points, even though Daniel Jones puts up 17, you have to keep the 3 points instead.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we'll discuss that for next season then. We'll circle the wagons on that one. We'll come back to that. Daniel Jones scores 17.8 points. And then Jonathan Taylor from the Taco Truck Sticks outscores Josh Jacobs, my previous keeper, 31.3 points. To, I don't know what Josh Jacobs scored, whatever. And then the Sarcastic Balls, Keenan Allen goes off. I really liked that. I picked him, and he's a really good player, and obviously he's off my board now, but outscores Justin Jefferson somehow with 16 points. Hollywood Brown as my wide receiver 2 outscores famous Jameson Williams with 6 points. I don't know how that happened, but
yeah, I didn't put both scores on. I just gave you the winner winning score.
No, I know. I saw that you did that for me. Thank you. For my tight end, Kyle Pitts outscores Tucker Kraft Mac and Cheese 5.9 points. And then for the flex, Michael Pittman outscores Drake London with 16.3 points. And then we get to my keeper, the Minnesota Vikings.
I was laughing. I was like, yes, he gets to keep the Vikings defense for a week.
Yeah, with 35 points, outscoring the Atlanta Falcons.
He thought he was going to be able to keep Jacobs this week.
against the Carolina Panthers. I mean, Panthers 30-0. Good Lord.
I was laughing. I was like, Falcons. Alex is going to be so happy he gets to keep Jonathan Taylor. He's like, psych, you got to keep the Minnesota Vikings defense this week.
Psych. And then Jake Bates outscoring Brandon McManus.
Say it right.
with 8 points. So a total 136.3 points.
Good respectable score for me this week. Yeah, my team didn't do terrible. I just didn't have any of the Jonathan Taylors this week, and you had two of them. You had the 35 and a 31. I can't complain. I had like 4 30 pointers last week. So,
yeah.
So for me, my keeper from last week was Jared Goff. Didn't really do much this weekend. So, my actual player that I kept was Carson Wentz. He got me 19.3 points. My RB1 was Bucky Irving over Travis Etienne. He got me 11.9 points. My first wide receiver, Nico Collins, outscored Rome Odunze with 18.4 points. My wide receiver 2, who is now my keeper for this coming up week, was AJ Brown. He got me 19.9 points. I had him over Quentin Johnston. My tight end, which was a tie, so I didn't know how you wanted to do ties, so I just kept the first one.
Fine. You keep who you want. Like
that's fair.
You put who you want to eliminate. Yep. I would say it goes to whoever the owner of the team.
That's fair.
Yep, your decision.
So I had Zach Ertz and Sam Laporta, and they both got exactly 5.3 points. I just said I'll just keep Zach Ertz as my guy that I'm keeping for that week. My flex was JCM, Jacory Merritt for the Commanders. He got me 9.6 points over Cedric Tillman. My defense, actually, I had basically the second highest scoring defense. Just I couldn't beat Minnesota Vikings defense. They
somehow.
I had Seattle's defense over Green Bay, who just took a turd this weekend against the Browns. Seattle got me 16 points. So Seattle got me 16, and then I had Will Reichard for I forgot who he played for now. I just took a blank on that one, but I had Will Record over Tyler Loop. He got me 14 points, so it got me a total of 114.4 points. Respectable, just couldn't match up to Alex's 130.
Just Alex finally gets a win for the week. Thank goodness.
Alex is on the board, so now I got to look before we start our draft here.
Finally,
what is the Monday night football game this weekend?
Oh, I accidentally erased your keeper.
Whoops. It was AJ. I'll put him in.
I got him.
You got him?
AJ. He was on Nip High, right?
Yeah, it was the second team. So Monday night this weekend is Jets and Dolphins and Bengals and Broncos. So no Bengals and Broncos and no Jets and Dolphins. I think we're good. I don't know if we're really going to choose anyone from those four teams.
I don't think so. Like that, I think that's the thing too. Is like some of these Monday nights, at least coming up to, is just going to be like, we'll be fine without choosing anybody from those teams.
I kind of wish they would stop doing these double Monday night games because it's less players that we get to choose from still. So they need to keep going back to the single. That's so dumb with these double Monday night games when everyone's in bed by 11 o'clock. Well,
They want to do it for the Manning brothers because they want the Manning brothers to have more stuff to talk about and more things to do. And they're like, "Oh, we're actually watching two games now instead of one." That's on so the Manning dumb. Cast.
So dumb.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, just rolling this real quick. That way we reset the board and get everything ready for our new draft here. All right. Making sure that works.
Here we go.
All right. Coin flip. Got your...
Let's go with tails.
Going with the tails.
Let's get some tails in our life here.
It's heads.
Oh, dang. Oh. Alex gets to go first.
All right, for the taco truck sticks, going first. Oh, yeah, we're gonna go for it since both teams can't go 1-3. Lamar Jackson.
There you go. He finally took him. Where should I go with this one? You know what, just to be fun, I don't know if I'd ever take him again. Anyways, because he hasn't really played that well. And I see this game probably being a little bit high scoring. Let's just put Patty Mahomes on there for me. We'll have our quarterback matchups against each other here.
Mahomes is coming in. You should probably know where I'm going with this running back. Give me the dynamic duo. King Henry.
He's going dynamic. He's finally breaking out the big guns for this weekend.
Henry.
Have I taken him yet? Let's see. No, I haven't. This is actually a perfect game to take him. All right, so for my RB1, we're going with Buffalo star running back James Cook. Playing at home against New Orleans. I want a piece of that game because I feel like it's going to be a blowout. And when you have a blowout, you usually get some good running stats. So it's going to be some James Cook.
All right. So for wide receiver one, I'm going to take an interesting, very interesting pick. This guy was like on everybody's top waiver for this week. Give me Trey Tucker.
Yeah, Trey Tucker is a good choice right there. I was thinking about
everybody's
him.
Big waiver wire one this week.
All right, so my wide receiver two is already selected, so I'll get my wide receiver one, and we're going to go with, I think it's a guy you've picked already. I think after being shut out by the Panthers, they get to go home. Maybe Kirk Cousins is playing. I don't know. We'll see who's going to be starting, but I'm going to take Drake London. Let's get a comeback game here. Let's get Drake London on the board.
Drake London. All right, for my wideout two, since Kyle's already got his wideout two.
Yeah, locked in.
Locked and loaded. So I can't pick him ever again. Let's see here. I'm going to go with Nico Collins.
Nice. Go, Nico. Since everyone knows my wide receiver, too, it is A.J. Brown. It is now back to Alex for tight end.
No, you can pick your tight end. It's fine.
Whoa. That's how it rose. Because then when we get to the other teams, it flip flops.
Whoa! I don't want to throw anything off here. I don't want to step in front of your birdie here.
Let's not throw the wrench in there. It's still your pick. Kyle's pick is in. It is AJ Brown for wide receiver two.
It's AJ Brown. Kyle's pick is in. Oh AJ my Brown. Goodness! I don't know who I want to go with.
I got two choices, just in case you choose the one I want.
I'm going to go with TJ Hockenson.
Going with Tej. The Hawk.
The Hawk.
The Hawk Sock.
We're going. Got to get my combo together. Maybe your combo won't hit, but maybe mine will. Let's go with Travis Swift.
Travis Swift. He's going to change his last name.
He's changing his last name to Travis Swift. Give me some Kelce. Let's go Kelce on that one. Let's see if they get a nice combination for this game. Now we got the flex. This is where I kind of want to be.
I like it. I like it.
I want to be obscure with my flex.
I do too. But that's the thing. Is like I've got a lot of wideouts. I've got at least three wideouts.
So I'm trying to not use running backs. So I'm trying not to use running backs for – I feel like when we get down to like in 5-6 weeks, we're like, shoot, we're out of running backs here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to just be using my wide receivers as some flex. I've already used two running backs as a flex, so I got to go back to some receiver work here.
You know what? I'm going to go with our boy. Our boy. Give me Blake Corum.
That's a solid pick there. I like that. Going with almost a backup. For mine... wanted to go with him, but I don't know if I should.
excuse me.
Yeah, let's just take the – because I want to save some running backs here, at least for now. Let's go with wide receiver for the Vegas Raiders. Give me Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. M-Y, right?
I think it's M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Yeah, M-E-Y.
You know, Alex. Well, Alex already has his defense on this one.
Yeah, Alex's pick is in the Minnesota Vikings.
Playing Pittsburgh. It's not a bad. It's not a bad. At least it's not. Pittsburgh. It shouldn't hurt you. Yeah, it shouldn't hurt you too bad.
No, it should be fine.
How do we say? Oh, yeah. If it was a bye week, it's the second scoring player.
Yeah, is that what we say? If they go on a bye week, it's your second highest scoring player, or if they're playing Monday night, same thing. Yeah.
All right, so for mine, we're going to go with – they're still on the board. I can go with them. You might as well take the highest-rated defense there. So let's go with the Buffalo Bills playing at home against the Saints.
Buffalo.
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 Now we get to the diabolical freak of nature kickers.
The freak of nature kickers. Well, I can't pick him again. Darn it.
This is probably just a terrible mistake by me, but we're going to go with him.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh's own Chris Boswell.
Boswell. Nice. Boss. I'm going with. My pick is a guy that I probably shouldn't go with, but maybe he'll have a balanced bet game. He's going to be in a dome. So we're going to go with Parker Romo. Yeah, not a good game against Carolina. He missed two field goals, but.
Tony Romo?
Tony Romo's long lost kid. Parker Romo.
Long lost kid.
He's looking for his father still. It's not in Atlanta.
Well, it's in Washington. That's not a dome. What?
They're playing at home. They're in Atlanta.
Oh.
God, I'm trying to stick to some dome kickers here. Get them out of the wind.
Get them out of the wind. All right. All right. So, for Taco's Truck Sticks, QB Lamar Jackson. Running back is Derrick Henry to make it a dynamic duo. Wide receiver one is Trey Tucker. Wide receiver number two is Nico Collins. Tight end is TJ Hockenson. Flex is Blake Corum. Defensive special teams is Minnesota as my keeper. And then the kicker is Chris Boswell, the boss.
It's a good team right there. Good solid team.
Gotta like it.
All right, let's get into some Nib High football rules. For my quarterback, I've got Patty Mahomes, or as some like to say, Dylan Raiola Jr. Running back, we got James Cook. Wide receiver one, I've got Drake London. At wide receiver two, I got my keeper, A.J. Brown. Tight end, we got Travis Swift-Kelce. My flex, I've got Jacoby Myers. Defense, we got the Buffalo Bills taking on the Saints. And my kicker is Tony Romo's son, Parker Romo.
All right, all right. QB, Kyle, up to you now.
Oof, right back into it, right back into it. I got to get back to my board.
Right back into it.
Oh, no, my board's frozen. Give me one second. It just threw me right under the wire there.
It's okay. I just played the sound because every time I got to change the board sound, it plays it automatically. That wasn't your pick sound. Don't worry.
Know who I want to go with? I want to take them, but I can't take them because I don't like the I don't like playing at Pittsburgh. That kind of sucks. I was going to go with – oh, wait, no. Wait, he's on a different team now. Where's my boy at? He's actually had a surprisingly good year so far. So let me double check the matchup. You know what? Let's have some fun with this one. Let's go with the fresh face of the NFL, the new starter for the New York Giants, who I projected to be the best rookie out of this draft class. We're going with Jackson Dart, first game in the NFL.
Jackson Dart.
Probably a terrible choice, but we'll see what happens.
Jackson Fart. Really? He's supposed to start this week? Wow.
Yep.
They're starting them. Interesting news there.
The Jackson Dart era has begun.
It has begun. I actually spelled his name right. Look at me go.
Look at you
go. All right. I'm just going to keep a theme that I kept going this past week just because I kind of like their matchup against Vegas. Give me Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Kyle's over there like, what is going on here?
What is going on?
Caleb Williams. what is this?
He had a good game.
Mind games Alex
he
is
did
playing.
Have a good game. Let's go with, I don't know who I really want to go with running back this week. Don't want to use a big guy. Can't go Monday night. So I would have taken one of the guys on Monday night to see if he had a chance. We're getting slim pickings here. But let me go with my boy on Thursday night with the freshly downed James Conner. We're going with Trey Benson.
Trey Benson. Jeez. I have to look that name up. Benson.
James Conner's hurt. So let's get some backups in here. I'm going with the fresh faces for this team, it looks like.
Gotta like that. All right. I'm going to go with somewhat of a bigger name than that. Where'd he go? Because, I haven't used them at all. I like it. Give me J.K. Dobbins.
I like that one. Whoa, hold on. Who's he play for?
He plays for Denver and playing against Cincinnati this weekend.
Are you sure it's this weekend?
Oh, that's the Monday night game, isn't it?
Yep. The only reason I remember that right off the top of my head is I wanted to take R.J. Harvey. I was like, oh, crap, he's playing on Monday night.
Never mind. Revert.
Check that. Two cops. Check Jesus. That.
Oh, my goodness. Lame. Hey,
time to think now. It's back on
time
the clock.
To think now.
Back on the clock.
Back on the clock.
They gave him the
back to.
They gave him the paperwork. The guy looked at the guy looked at it at the podium and just threw it back at him. And says, "No, you're back on the clock."
No, you're back. You have to come back here. Get back over
and
here.
And it's gone. You gotta. It's just all gone. It's gone. Just do it again.
Just do it all over again.
He's gotta do it again and again.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. See, the running backs was getting tough there. I was like, oh man, let me get some new faces in here.
Gosh, man, this is gonna be hard.
It's only week four.
Tough pickings, and it's already week four. All right, let's go with Devon Achane.
Check that again. Check that again before you put his name in there. That is also a Monday night game.
That is also a Monday night. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Just keeps choosing Monday night games.
Choosing Monday night games. Just give me Chuba Hubbard at this point.
There
I
you go.
Care.
There you like, go. There you Lord. Go.
I can't pick him either because he's off my board.
He's already picked him. He's just picking everyone that he can't pick.
He's picking everybody he wants. Kenneth Walker. Give me Kenneth Walker.
Are we sure this time?
Are we
it is
sure
Pittsburgh. It is. It is Pittsburgh. He is safe there.
He's safe.
And now we're just gonna make Alex just go right back to picking again because Kyle's been sitting here with his pick already. For my wide receiver one, we're gonna go with again an injury related player that now this guy must step up to be the number one. Dallas Cowboys, George Pickens. He's had a pretty good year so far being in Dallas. I feel like they're going to have to target him a lot more now with CD out.
George Pickens. All right. Monday night game. Monday night game. Monday night game. Can't pick him. Monday night game.
Just everything's can't choose anyone.
All right. Yeah, let me go with the rookie. Alec Ayo Manor.
He's going with that guy. Alec Ayo Manor. All right, so I was making sure that I picked this guy, and he's not Monday night. We are going to go with a wide receiver from Chicago to match up with Alex is Caleb Williams, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore.
So now maybe if you get Caleb Williams points, it's just all coming to me too.
Delayed.
It was a delayed pick.
Delayed sound here. Oh boy. Ooh. He's not off my board. I like this. All right. I'm going to go with Chargers wideout Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey. It's a good pick. Good pick there. Yeah, I think he was one of my week one picks. Let's see. Now we're on tight ends. We're going to go right back to the well with him since he had a really good game this past weekend. And he's a top tight end, but... Let's go with Mark Andrews. This should be a big game. I can see some points. Let's see if he can keep it up, get some more touchdowns here. So let's take Andrews here.
All right. Let's see here. Since the sorry Panthers put up 30 points against this team, I'm going to go with old man Rivers himself, Zach Ertz. Before he gets hurt.
Zach Ertz before he gets hurt.
Oh, wow. I just put that in all caps. I didn't even mean to. All right. Flex.
Flex.
The flex.
I'm going to go with a, like, kind of like you with Blake Corum, but I'm going to go with a guy I think that's going to end up taking over the role starting this week, and it's a good matchup against Carolina Panthers. We're going with the Ohio State Buckeyes rookie, Travion Henderson, for the New England Patriots.
Travion.
Travion Henderson. Henderson. Kiss it.
You know, I actually had a trade this past week with my, I would say, cousin, uncle. I don't know. I would say second cousin, really. I got Henderson and Jameson Williams, right? And I traded away Emeka Ebuka and Jordan Mason.
Oof. Well, that's almost even. As long as Henderson can come out as the starter starting this week and can hold on to that role, it's a fair trade. Yeah. It's really just at that point, it comes down to who you like.
Yeah. Because I honestly thought it was a pretty fair trade. Because, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I think Henderson will be a starter more than Mason.
Yep, especially when Aaron Jones comes back.
Yeah, when Aaron Jones comes back, there's...
And even with Ebuka having such a hot start so far, you're also going to deal with Chris Godwin coming back, too, with the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Because even though we're doing this little fancy...
still kind of talk about matchup fantasy.
Between me and Kyle, we're still going to talk a little fantasy, you know, give you all a little feedback of what's going on in our real, actual fantasy, you know, leagues.
Yeah, I've had a surprising good. My shop league's been really good. I had a good comeback week this week in the R league.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's killing me.
Joey Burrow.
Now I got to rely on Danny Dimes, the resurgent Danny Dimes, to lead me to glory. Alex's flex. You're on your...
Yeah, my flex now. Gosh. Let me go with... since they were able to put up 30 points against the Atlanta Falcons, and they're going to play the New England Patriots, give me Rico Dowdle.
Going with Rico. Thought you might have been taking Ted Arroyo there.
Nope, I want to take Rico. I want to take Rico this time. I want to make it a flex. Make sure it's nice. A flex, a good flex. I'm trying to avoid taking too many more big names at this fair. Point now, to where I'm just going to be like, I'm out of all big names now. Like, I'm just starting all backups from wide receiver to my flex.
So I was trying to go a little first-time starters here on this team to save me some picks.
Yep.
So for my defense, I'm just going to take the number two projected. I mean, I like the matchup. There's three that I really like this week. I'll just take the second one. Let's go with your boys, Motown Lions.
Detroit,
at home against Cleveland.
Rock City. I don't know about that against Cleveland. That's going to be an interesting matchup at the end of the day. Since I went with Minnesota last week and they played the Cincinnati Bengals, let me take another big name defense to play the Cincinnati Bengals, the Denver Broncos.
Yep, and it's at home. It's a good pick. And now it's just flipping a coin to see what kicker I want to take.
Now let's see what kicker we want to take.
You know what? I like this dude. Is he playing on Monday night? He's not.
He's not.
Let's go with the resurgent Colts with Danny Dimes. We're taking the kicker, Spencer Schrader.
Spencer Schrader.
Man, that is a crazy looking team I have put up on this one.
That's a very crazy looking team. All over the place.
There are no big names on this one.
All right. For my kicker for this team, my goodness, I don't even know where I want to go with this one, to be honest. Oh, boy. Let me go with somebody that's playing at home against the Eagles. Chase McLaughlin. All right. Terry Silver's team.
Terry Silver's team of misfits here. We had a quarterback. We got his first start of the NFL, Jackson Dart. Running back, his first start this year, replacing James Conner, Trey Benson. At wide receiver one, replacing wide receiver one on the actual team, George Pickens. My wide receiver two, I've got DJ Moore for the Bears. My tight end, I've got Mark Andrews. Flex, hopefully his first overall start, is Travion Henderson. Defense, we got the Motown Detroit Lions. And kicker, we got Spencer Schrader.
I like it. I like it. All right. For the Sarcastaballs, starting at quarterback is Caleb Williams. Running back is Kenneth Walker. Wide receiver one is Alec Ayo Manor. Wide receiver number two is Ladd McConkie. Tight end, Zach Ertz. Flex is Rico Dowdle. Defense and special teams is the Denver Broncos, who might be my keeper for next week. And then kicker is Chase McLaughlin.
Chase McLaughlin. Chase McMuffin.
Chase McMuffin. All right.
Yeah.
I like
here's,
that.
Here,
I like
here's the week four in fantasy.
Here's the week four in fantasy. Good Lord. That was quite the spectacular get out.
And it's time to go straight in to the gambling men.
Time to talk about some gambling. Gamble some more money away. Because I put some money up last night because we thought we were going to do last night. And then Kyle forgot his computer. Yep. So I did a whole different... You know, I had to do one more different single, and then I did a different same game parlay for today yesterday. So, yeah, must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so now we got singles.
And since I highlighted your little spiel, your little take last week, I put in a little money made.
For the money made, what I was thinking we do, not as much singles, because singles are just easy. It's kind of, yeah, I wasn't singles are gonna be harder to track because we don't really have like an actual money line on it. It's just singles that we like. We can figure out something to do with the singles.
I've made $26.44 so far.
I mean, we can take it that way. I just didn't track my ones that I made.
It's very small, but still, it's money.
And let's see, maybe. Mine would have been, that's to say, if we go off a $10 denomination here, I would have made, just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I just went back and I just added it all up.
It would have been like 5, 8, yeah, it would have probably been like $20 or something like that, $21 or so. But yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, we'll just put mine at 20 since
plus,
I didn't
plus
want
to. Plus, I was really hoping you'd put the money that you made out of at least the two parlays that you hit. I was looking in there.
I didn't hit them though. Well, I lost.
You hit two. You hit two.
They don't count.
Anything same game parlays.
They don't
you
count.
Hit two same game parlays.
You have to hit it. Well, no. I was saying we can start that this week because I haven't been tracking it that way. So. I was saying, like, this week we'll start, like, this coming, like, this past week that we just – so I lost both of my parlays, so that's why I'm going to keep track of them now. But what we need to come to agreeance on is for, like, the bet denomination, we'll just make it $10 because it'll be easier to track. It doesn't mean you have to put the $10 down, but that's how we'll track it.
Like, so we have to subtract
we'll put the same
out of everything we do?
No. I'm saying so, like, when, because you had yours as like $5 pays out 32. I've been doing mine as $10 because it's easier to track when you do $10 because it's just $10 is easier to track from because your all your bets are based off a dollar win.
Oh yeah, yeah. Usually it all so, all so does either instead a of dollar doing, or $10.
Yeah, so
but, yeah. Obviously, I'm putting $5 on my same game parlay. I used to put $10 on well, my same game yeah, parlay, but no, then no, 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 I stopped hitting I'm it. So you I'm can, like, I'm putting $5 down.
I'm saying you can bet $5, but I'm saying when we track the money, track it as a, if you hit it, track it as a $10 one because I'm putting mine as a $10 one. It's just easier to calculate it. Because it wouldn't be fair if I'm just putting more money down, unless we're just taking it out of the. That's more of unless we're taking it out of the pot of money.
I could go back to putting more money down. I can do that.
Yeah, we'll just after this we'll make it as like every bet that we do, like even the singles would all be $10 bets technically, and that's how much money you would have won on it. I'm not saying because I don't put actual money on the singles. That's just the ones that I would take. I've been doing like. Actually putting money on it, I've been putting them on the – well, I also put like 700 bets every week.
That's,
so
that's the only way I know if I win or lose. I have to put some money on it or I'm not going to be like, did I win or did I lose?
I just go back and track. I just go back and look to see if I won it off of our schedule. But
I think I can do that because I put $1 down on all my singles no matter what. And then, yeah, I do $5 on all my parlays.
Yeah, so we'll just take it as a denomination of $10. So it'll just be like a simple bet of each bet would be a 10 if, as if we put $10 on it.
Okay.
We can it'll be easier to track. So that. I just put myself as $20 for my singles, so because I'm not going to go back and calculate it. It's roughly around $20 for the – well, I won 3-2 last week on my singles. So my three wins were I had the Florida-Miami under a 51 points, and then I had Commanders money line over Raiders – which was minus 190, and the 49ers minus 1.5 versus the Cardinals, which was minus 110. So those three, like a $10 bet on a minus 110 is, I think it's like $6, $7, somewhere in there. The minus 190 would have been like $5-ish. And then the Florida, which was the minus 110, would have been like $7-8 also. So it's roughly around $20 if I would have actually put money on it. The ones I lost on the NC State money line over Duke. I put that one on that one, so... Lost that one. I lost the Illinois money line over Indiana. Wasn't even close. And then where's my other loss? Oh, no. Yeah, I only lost two. I went 3-2. So those are my two losses, my three wins and two losses. This week for my singles, I have TCU money line over Arizona State. It's plus 114 because they're playing in Arizona State. So I'm taking the TCU money line. I've got the Illinois kind of comeback game-ish. I don't know if it's going to happen, but... I like the points. I like the plus 6.5. The plus 6.5 is a good amount of points in a college game that are two teams that are equal, and I don't think they're going to get blown out. They're not back-to-back weeks. So I like the plus 6.5 on Illinois at minus 108. I like the Washington to upset Ohio State, so I'm just going to take the points, though. So I'm going Washington plus 8.5 at home against Ohio State. That's minus 110. I'm taking the Saints spread against the Bills because it is plus 16.5 points. That's an absurd number in an NFL game for a spread. So, I ever see plus 16.5 in a football game, or in a professional football game, I'm taking that all day. Will it happen? No, Bills probably will blow them out. But plus 16.5 is a lot of points in an NFL game. So, I'm that taking that one.
Like, I saw that too, and I was like, whoa.
I immediately put it down as my singles. Like, I've got to take that. So, that's at minus 112. And then the 49ers minus 3 over the Jags. I think they're going to handle them because Jags got to go to the 49ers. And that's that minus 118.
I like it. I like it. For my top five singles last week, I went 3-2 as well. My two losses, the Green Bay Packers did not cover the 8.5 point spread, unfortunately, losing to the Cleveland Browns. And then the New York Giants did not cover the 6.5 point spread. They lost to Kansas City by more than 7 points, apparently. My three wins, the Eagles money line, that one, the Washington Commanders covered their 3.5 point spread, and then the LA Chargers won with their money line. So yeah, I'll take that.
Yep, that's
all right. For my nice. For my upcoming, take any Cleveland Guardians money line is all I'm saying. I took the one yesterday. It didn't hit. And I'm taking the one again today, even though yesterday was actually plus. It was like plus, I think, like 120 something. And today it's negative 122, but I'm still taking it. And then Pittsburgh Steelers money line plus 124. Tampa Bay Buccaneers money line at plus 144. And then I've got the Cleveland Browns to cover the 8.5 spread against the Lions. I think the Lions are going to struggle against that defense. Yeah, I mean,
the defense is good.
That defense is just like, whoa. Like,
yeah, you just, it's a stacked defense.
You just don't see it coming until you're playing them. So that's sitting at negative 110. And then I like the Texans Titans over at 38.5. Like, that's a low number for a football game. And then
that is a low number
for these two teams. Like, their defense,
Titans suck.
Both their defense just struggle.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Some, like, yeah, you could see some points getting put up there.
You could see a pretty high scoring game between these two teams. So I kind of like that over, and that's at negative 115. So
pretty good.
Yeah, my honorable mention is going to Oregon's money line over Penn State at plus 136.
It's a good one to take for a plus money on a bet.
Yeah.
So for my anything goes parlay, I am now 0-6 on the season. I am just getting destroyed on anything goes parlay, which is weird.
I'm 0-6 on both of them.
I'll say I'm hitting my same games. I'm just missing my. I was just swept on this one. I also, to my defense for this past week, I took some risky anytime touchdowns because it was. My odds were like plus 1,100. So I had Teddarrelle McMillan touchdown, Keon Coleman touchdown, Josh Jacobs touchdown. None of them hit. So put me to 0-6. This week, it's a different story. Even though in our – I know I pulled this stunt earlier in our episodes. I know I said Penn State is my pick to win. But like you on your singles honorable mention, I'm taking the Oregon money line because I like the plus 140. So – I like that bet for the plus 140 alone. I'm just going ahead and throwing it in there just for fun, which is probably going to make me go 0-7 this week. I'm taking the Washington money line over OSU at plus 270. So I'm just going ahead and taking the upset pick.
just taking two just upsets right away.
And I'm taking another upset for my anything goes parlay. I'm taking Illinois money line over USC at plus 205. Oh, boy. With my three pluses on there, I'm at plus 2,600 on this bet.
Good Lord.
So a $10 bet gets me 270. You better hope I don't hit this one.
Better hope I don't. My anything goes parlay. I'm doing some anytime touchdowns again, Kyle. I've got Jackson Smith Najigba to get anytime TD. I've got Jordan Mason anytime TD. Those two... JSN, he's at plus 165. Jordan Mason is at negative 140. And then to round it out, USA to win the Ryder Cup at negative 155, plus 647. I put $5 down to pay out $32. So,
all right. So if it was $10, it would have been like probably 64 ish. So,
yep.
That's how we'll have to look at it.
Yep.
So for my same game now, I was one away, and it's all because of that freaking Hail Mary at halftime against the Michigan-Nebraska game.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even go over my last anything goes parlay. I only hit one thing in my anything goes last week. I'm 0-6 in that because, yeah, Jonathan Taylor got the touchdown.
Anytime.
Jacobs CMC did not get a touchdown either.
He had a good game, but he just didn't get a touchdown.
Nope.
Yeah, so my same game, I had the Michigan money line versus Nebraska. I had a Justice Haynes touchdown, and I had the under of 51 points. So I missed the under by 6 points. Thanks a lot for that stupid Hail Mary.
Stupid Hail Mary. It was all that fault.
Yep. So this week, I'm going NFL this time. I'm going to take the Vikings and the Cardinals and the Seahawks this week. So I have a... He had a bad game. I'm taking a Marvin Harrison anytime touchdown. Everyone's kind of writing him off after that terrible game he just had. It's at plus 165, so I could see a comeback right there for him. I'm taking Sam Darnold 200 plus passing yards at minus 190, and I'm taking the Cardinals money line overall at minus 115. That puts me at a plus 550, so a $10 bet gets me a $65.
I like that. Yeah, my same game parlay, I'm 0-6 as well. I got two wins and a loss. I got the James Cook anytime touchdown to hit, the Davon Achane 60-plus yards to hit, but Josh Allen did not throw over 240 yards, unfortunately. Don't know how that didn't happen, but oh well.
Oh well.
Moving on, I'm going to baseball. I'm going to take the Toronto Blue Jays money line over the Red Sox for tonight. Scherzer's on the mound, so I'm going to take his five or more strikeouts at plus 104. Jaron Duran for the Red Sox to get two or more bases at plus 100. Obviously, Blue Jays money line at negative 164. Totals out to plus 823, so $10 to make 82. So, but I put $5 down to make 46.
That's good. That's good. You know what? I scratched myself. You know what we could do? We can do your way. We can do 5 or 10. It don't matter how much we put down. But what we will do is we can go into the minus. So we're going to account for every bet.
Oh, okay.
So let's say like our singles, we went 3-2. You still got to account for those two we lost. That's a minus $20 right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to probably have total of negative.
Yep. So we got
to. I have so much negative money because, like, yeah, especially for all these parlays that we're putting money down. That's already.
So make it easier. You put as much money as you want, but
six
it goes
times
to.
Five is 30 yep, bucks.
It'll go to the negative. It's going to go to the negative the more money we put into it. So. We'll do it that way. It'll be easier to track, so we don't have to keep track of how much you put in, how much it's just I put I'm
money made
just,
and money lost.
Yep, I'm just putting $10 as everything. So, and you can if you want to do five, you do five, but we got to go negatives if we hit the negatives.
I mean, I don't mind going negative because
we're definitely going to.
Probably going to have to at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
Yeah, I'd be pretty negative right now. Although my two same games hit me some decent money, so I'd probably be almost split even right now. It just takes us that one.
Just that one.
And now we just got to go home.
Let's bring it on home.
Let's bring it home. Kind of almost talked about everything in our homeward bound already, too.
Pretty much. I mean, that's why I brought in the... good old scoreboard review.
Time to go home. Homeward bound here. Scoreboard review. Homeward bound. All of the above.
Yep. I'm just letting this play for a second. Oh, and there it goes.
And he's gone. And he's gone. It's all gone.
He's gone. It's all gone. There. Now you have a money made and a money lost on your
side. Oh, he's over here doing edits. Script. Doing edits already.
Hey, man, you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it right away.
Well, what I was thinking is you just put it. You can just put everything together in the money made. We'll just be in the negatives.
We'll just be in the negatives. There will be no money made.
Yeah, until you get positive on a big same game hit.
Oh, well, whatever. It'll sit there for now then. All right, fun. So scoreboard review, Kyle. Let's see here. I'm going to go over my scores. I got 2 points for my top five games picked. My upset pick did not hit. Obviously, I got 3 more points from my top five singles. And then going into the NFL, I got 136 points. So 5 plus 136, that's 141.3 for me for this week.
All right, let's see. So my pick top fives, I had 3 right, missed my upset, and I had 3 singles. And then my... So 6 points from that. And then whatever my scoreboard was from the NFL. So I had 114.4. So 120.4.
Yeah?
Yep, 120.4 for this week.
120.4 for Kyle. 120. Point four. So I outscored you by 21 points. Look at that.
Yep. Hey. And brought you back up.
Gotta like that. So now I'm sitting at 384 points, and you're sitting at 419.6.
Making a comeback.
Making a comeback. There's a lot of episodes to go too. We got quite a while left. Got the MLB season to go.
Well, how about this? We're just gonna get this off the chest right now. Yeah, Packers. They took the week off.
Yep.
Don't need to talk about it. It was one of those games. They didn't look good top to bottom. Their defense looked good. They got a block kick at the end of the game and.
Yeah,
they just – I mean, Cleveland's defense is for real. So, hats off to Cleveland. The Packers just couldn't score, and Packers' defense looked good. They just – yeah. Tough place to play in Cleveland. Whatever. They're still in first place. So just move on and move forward. So,
yep.
And then, yeah,
on to next week.
Lions look dominant again. Lions look the same. Yep. Look back
very
normal.
Great. I loved all of that Monday night. I was so nervous going into that game. Just I was like, oh gosh, here we go. We're gonna and plus like literally at the like getting closer to the end of the game, like when we were in the fourth quarter and we already had to spend our second timeout on to avoid a delay of game. I was like, oh, this is gonna cost us the game because we're already like out two timeouts and like you're gonna need those timeouts sometime. And it looked like we didn't really need them, so got lucky there.
Yeah, they look good. It was a good, very big win and a good win for them. And then we got
another very big good win and very good game was the Panthers beating Atlanta 30-0.
We're going for the Panthers 15-2? Question mark.
Question mark.
15. Are we going 15-0? Are we going to just finish with 15 wins now?
Just somehow.
Nah, they look good. They look good. Bryce looked good. We'll see. That was a weak team, so.
No.
We talked about Michigan a lot, so we don't really need to go too much more into Michigan.
With a win from Nebraska.
Should have won by more, whatever. They won regardless. They got a bye week this week and then going into a home game against Wisconsin in 2 weeks. So keep the train rolling there. And we talked about NC State.
They need some defense. They definitely need some defense for sure.
The defense is just struggling.
The Deacons are coming out of a bye week to play Georgia Tech, mind you. That's why I'm picking them to upset Georgia Tech. So they had an extra week to work on themselves.
Yep.
You know, for this matchup. So that's kind of one of the big reasons why I chose that to be my upset pick of this week.
Yep. And then we got Yankees and Tigers. You got Yankees.
Yeah, Tigers are getting cold.
Yankees are about to tie Toronto's
coldest record. Deli meat.
And Tigers are about to lose the division there. What sucks about that is Tigers could lose the division and then be the last wild card spot too.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yep.
Not great. Not great at all.
They got to come together here. So it's going to be some fun. This is actually when baseball gets real fun to watch. These last two weeks before the season ends. So
this is the very last week of the season, Kyle. This is it. Yep. This is it. This is the last full week.
It's the last run. And then we got Red Wings. Hockey's back.
Yep. They had a really great game last night against Chicago. Very great win. I love watching all of that. That was awesome.
Yeah, their one line scored all the goals.
And their one line.
I mean, it was. It was the same line that scored all three.
Yep, pretty much.
They got my boy Danielson. I hope he's on the starting roster this year to start the season. He was the one I'm looking forward to be called up to the Red Wings.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he will be, especially with that showing out that he had this last night. They're going to play Buffalo tonight. So
I want to see Danielson up. I want to see Axel up. Bring some of these young guys up to start the season, and it's going to be fun.
Yep.
Nyberg, bring them all up.
And then Canes start their preseason not so great with a loss against Tampa Bay, and they play Florida tonight. So
you got to get the Florida teams out of the way first.
Yeah, not too great of a preseason schedule for the Canes, but it's preseason, guys. Just calm down. It's okay.
Just relax. Getting the young guys in.
Just relax. Just relax. We're just getting things started. And then some Wrexham news for you, Kyle. Wrexham get a big win over Norwich City in the Champions League, and they also move on to round four for the Carabao Cup with a 2-0 win over Reading. So.
Sounds like some big wins right there.
Couple big wins for Wrexham. So hopefully they keep it rolling to get some more wins in the championship.
Oh yeah,
league for Saturday. So
nice.
I like that. I like me some good Wrexham wins. All right, that wraps it up for episode 7 of season 2. Hope y'all have a good rest of your day. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that fun stuff, you know. Have a good rest of your day. I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Davis.
See y'all next week.
Peace.